on concerts and other non-Brewers events. The Senate may vote on the amended bill as early as next week. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. UW-Green Bay may be dropping some majors and minors from its curriculum. Here's Pete Schwabba.
The school is considering no longer having economics, environmental policy, and theater as majors. UWGB sent a letter to all employees informing them of the potential changes. In the letter, the administration said students who have already selected those subjects as majors would be grandfathered in. The university also says if they drop the subjects as majors, they would still offer them as classes. The administration stressed in the letter that the potential move will not lead to any layoffs.
The Festival of Trees event will take place during Thanksgiving week at Aspirus Health in Rothschild. The 26th annual event is being held at the Central Wisconsin Expo Center, November 22nd through the 26th. Tickets are sold at the door for $5. This fundraiser supports Aspirus Comfort Care and Hospice Services and the Aspirus Family House. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at astreetauto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Milwaukee tonight with a matchup against the Detroit Pistons. Game time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 4-2 after beating the Brooklyn Nets. Head coach Adrian Griffin on how his defense made the difference.
They had the momentum, and we didn't give up, and we kept fighting and clawing and got back in the game. This was NBA basketball at its finest.
Baseball, Craig Counsell tells JS Online he accepted the manager's job with the Chicago Cubs because he needs a new challenge. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says he was willing to make Counsell the highest paid manager in baseball history.
Now, I was informed by Craig that he was going to the Cubs. For several weeks, we've had an offer that would have made him the highest paid manager in baseball. He made a decision to go another direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh Sunday to face the Steelers. Jordan Love struggles with his accuracy throwing the deep ball. How can he improve? Matt LaFleur.
Shut his mind off and let it rip.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 tonight under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46, lows around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Played for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like, you know, at times it's okay to be pissed.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 36. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 50 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows around 32 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it is a Wednesday edition, and I'm always very excited when there is new Wisconsin Marquette University Law School polling. That means our friend Charles Franklin will join us in the happier happy hour today. And Dom, we got fine guests joining us right from the top. She's your congresswoman, our friend Gwen Moore. We welcome her back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome, Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. It was great to see you in D.C., sort of closer to your element the day Speaker Mike Johnson, MAGA Mike Johnson, was elected. Gwen, I saw you outside the Longworth building that day. You've gotten to know him a little bit. He's been the speaker now for, what, going on 2 weeks. First impressions, Gwen. How's Speaker MAGA Mike doing?
Well, I'll tell you, it was terrifying. I should have been more suspicious when this unknown person was being pushed very hard by known members of the Freedom Caucus. And he certainly lived up to his reputation as a member of the Freedom Caucus. You know, first thing he did was to put a supplemental bill on the floor to support Israel, $14 billion, and a pay for by taking all of the money, taking $14 billion from the money that we need to catch, you know, billionaire, multi-billionaire tax cheats away from the IRS. So, you know, usually you would consider something like a, you know, an Israeli supplemental as an emergency funding effort, and there would not need to be an offset, but he was able to execute, I'll say, one of the major priorities of the Republican Party, and that is to protect the top 1% in their money from paying their fair share of taxes.
And Gwen,
so that's what he did.
Well, Gwen, and there's some question, even if what he rolled out, this funding, this aid for Israel, even if the cuts to the IRS were palatable, where's the funding for the Ukraine? Why are these things not being packaged? I mean, even Mitch McConnell, not often considered a moderate, but even Mitch McConnell said, you got to package these things up. We need like $105 billion. Joe Biden's on board. Where are the House Republicans?
Well, I mean, you just have really, you know, talked about the real dichotomy in the Republican, the Senate Republicans and the House Republicans. I mean, we've known for a long time that there are plenty of very vocal members of the Republican Party in the House that don't want to provide any funding for Ukraine. And presidential candidates in the Republican Party that don't want to fund Ukraine. So this is not a new problem. What has changed really is that they are now in charge. And so they deliberately left that funding out. And if that funding is restored, it'll have to be because the Senate puts it back in a package that comes back to us.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Congresswoman Gwen Moore, my Congresswoman. Gwen, love talking to you. Thanks for coming around. Last night, an election in several states here in the great country of the USA. 1 year out, Gwen, from the presidential. A lot of folks looking to last night as a the tea leaves, perhaps. Is this something that we can predict? It looked like it went pretty well for the Dems. Abortion still going to be a big issue. Weed still an issue. What was your takeaway from the elections last night, Gwen?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Quite frankly, I was terrified at the beginning of the day because, of course, I know you're going to talk about the doggone Marquette polls that show where Joe Biden is. But we've, you know, what happened in Virginia and Ohio, some rather bellwether states, we saw a trend that's very similar to past trends. You know, when you know, Virginia, for example, despite all the money the governor spent, Youngkin. He lost both the House and the Senate. And that's a real bellwether for who the next president is going to be. That, you know, it demonstrates really fully that a Democratic president is likely. Ohio, for God's sake.
Yeah.
A state where, you know, Democrats have absolutely no hope realistically of winning. The fact that they legalized recreational marijuana and put in the Constitution a constitutional right to choose to have an abortion, I think portends well for Sherrod Brown's reelection as in the U.S. Senate. You know, he's established, and it looks like, you know, I'm going to borrow a word that may be a dirty word to some people, but it looks like the folks in Ohio are woke. Looks like they are not asleep as to what Republicans have in mind for their, you know, subjection. And so I am those two places, I was really shocked. And, of course, we had a Democratic governor in Kentucky, but, I mean, he outperformed himself. Winning last night and really picked up a lot of constituencies that have been ruby red. And so while I thought Mississippi gubernatorial race was a long shot, we still saw the gap close quite a bit. And so I have a much better feeling this morning today than I did before these polls came in. And then, of course, we can just always mention Sheila Jackson Lee emerging out of that. I don't know how many people were on that ballot for Houston. It must have been a dozen to 12, 13, 14, 15, something like that. And so she emerged with 35% of the vote to 43% of the vote for Whitmer. And so there's going to be a runoff there. Of course, that Houston is a Democratic city, so it doesn't really speak volumes to your question at all. But I think, you know, what we're seeing is that people are engaged, people are willing to come out and vote, you know, in an off, you know, season. And, of course, 2024 is the presidential when we expect most voters to decide to vote. So I think that Dems have a really good base to work from.
Gwen, I feel you. I've been so concerned of late, taking a lot of losses here on this side over the years. It was a great to wake up this morning and see those results roll in. But, of course, it's not just the election. It's also the get-out-the-vote effort. It's the door-knocking. It's the activism. It's people being engaged in self-governance. We had Wisconsin WISDEM's chair Ben Wickler on the show yesterday talking about, you know, the effort to get out to vote. We're 1 year out, Gwen. How are you feeling about the efforts as it stands right now?
Well, listen, you know, maybe you could tell me something that I don't know, since the Republicans have held me hostage in D.C. for 9 weeks. And I literally have come home on Saturday mornings and come back, you know, late Sunday night to keep up with the schedule. But I had heard from, you know, Spectrum One that the Republicans up there are trying to prevent get-out-the-vote efforts, nonpartisan GOT efforts, TV efforts. And I'm wondering if Ben Wickler talked about that. I mean, that would be horrible. It seems, from what I hear, that this initiative to stop GOTV vote, get-out-the-vote efforts, it's passed the assembly twice. So, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I'm wondering if you have any light to shed on what's going on there.
Well, Gwen, it is my impression that this constitutional amendment, because they're also they're putting up other things, like should illegal aliens, as they would describe them, should they be able to vote here in the nation? Well, these are get out the vote efforts on behalf of the conservatives, of course. They think by putting these sort of problematic issues on the ballot that they're going to churn out theirs, Gwen. The get-out-the-vote efforts that are going on with the GOP, they're actually door-knocking in Milwaukee, we understand from reporting of John King at CNN. And Angela Lang and Block, there was a long article that CNN did on them, Gwen. But they point out the GOP, the Republicans, are door-knocking in Milwaukee. I'm not going to say they're making inroads, but I'm not sure if they're there to try to turn them out or keep them home, Gwen.
Exactly, because I've gotten pieces of literature from the Republican effort. You know, I think they're just interested in point shaving. And it's not about winning. You know, it's about depressing the vote, you know, lying to our constituents, sort of, you know, casting doubt in people's minds about our leadership, so that people will stay at home, to discourage voting. I mean, I think it's a very cogent strategy. And they are unable to wholesale convince African-Americans and Hispanics and people of color, for example, to support them. So they'll just discourage them. You know, of course, they play games with women as well. They're trying now to back away from their strident opposition to abortion rights by saying, well, I know you really, you know, Democrats would allow you to have an abortion right up until the time of birth, you know, and we know you oppose that. And so I think that they've got all kinds of tricks up their sleeves. And we better be aware, you know, if they're going door to door in Milwaukee, we're going to have to match that and follow through with our own door to door conversation.
You know, Gwen, it was 5 years ago yesterday that Scott Walker was defeated here in the state of Wisconsin. You still have some warm, fuzzy memories of the morning after of that election, Gwen?
Oh, absolutely. Scott Walker is personal and political. Political because he was bound and determined to deliver blows to, I mean, you know, no matter how much it costs people.
Gwen, hold that thought. We'll come back. That's you singing the Scott Kevin Walker blues. More Devil's Advocates. More with Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
You're listening to Mad.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, The Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can take the Devils with you everywhere you go. Click on the buttons. You can call. You can text. And you can listen to podcasts and interviews like with our Congresswoman, Gwen Moore. Gwen, welcome back.
Gwen, appreciate you sticking around. That wasn't fair. I asked you to remember when Scott Walker lost. That's sort of a memory we should all relish for just a minute. Right. It wasn't quite fair to you, Gwen. But
no, I actually relish that, honestly, it's been a long time since I've sat on the Joint Committee on Finance. But just his not taking the money for the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and providing coverage for more low-wage workers, people working that need health care, it's got to be at this point close to a $1 billion hit to our budget. Just the orneriness and the partisanship, he's leaving all this money on the table. I mean, that's despicable. And every time, I sat on that bullet train in China when I went to visit and thought about how fast that transportation is. And I just practically boo-hooed when I thought about the $800 million that he wouldn't allow us to have upgrades in public transportation, just being partisan and not wanting Milwaukee to have any quote unquote wins. And then I thought about how, I had put together in my freshman year with then Senator Brian Burke, the Regional Transportation Authority, how when he got into office, that was one of the first things he destroyed because at that point, he had been the only person who defeated him. So, of course, he had to undo everything that I had done. He just was a destroyer of anything that could really benefit great numbers of people and create economic impact. It wasn't, not taking that Affordable Care money. Like I said, that's just stuck on stupid and waiting on dumb to come. That was federal dollars that he just left on the table. And I was just glad that he was spending more time with his lovely wife.
Gwen Moore, our fine friend and congresswoman of Milwaukee. Gwen, Scott Walker is no longer the governor, but the maps instituted by Scott Walker and sort of re-enshrined under this current legislative gerrymander, these maps have really killed small d democracy in the state of Wisconsin. One of my colleagues today wanted to talk about propositions. I said the Dems don't get any propositions through, not on a state level. But Gwen, the Biden administration and the former Congress delivered, and we got a lot of money coming to the state of Wisconsin, especially in renewable energies. My understanding, like 11 gigawatts of new solar and wind energy and 22,000 jobs coming down the pike to the state of Wisconsin, Gwen. They can't deliver on the state level, but on the federal level, the Biden administration has delivered for Wisconsin. Have they not, Gwen?
They certainly have. And you want to know, I think that's going to inure to the benefit of the Democrats from 2024. Some of the problems that people say, they just can't see or feel the impact of what Biden has done. If you live in a red state, the state government, the state governors are in charge of the money. So, very often, they won't apply the money in a way that the poorest people, you know, I was remembering this being in Mississippi, can really feel the impact. Thinking about how, you know, the water drama in Jackson and you know, millions of dollars being sent to Mississippi that they appropriate in other ways. Well, in Wisconsin, thank God we've got Tony Evers. Even though we have been under the subjection of Republicans who have, of course, tried to kneecap Tony in every way that they can. And I tell you, his experience, his cool head, his savvy has really gotten us through a lot. I mean, to be a governor, a Democratic governor, with both houses being Republican and one in the Senate, I believe, has a supermajority, he has been a miracle worker under those circumstances. Mm.
Indeed. My congresswoman, so, yeah, I'm sorry, Gwen, go ahead.
In a year's time, I think Wisconsin is going to be in a real good position to pull it out for Joe Biden again.
My congresswoman, Gwen Moore, for just a few more minutes. Gwen, the government scheduled to shut down a week from Friday. It's coming real quick. What are your thoughts? What do you see happening? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sitting here now. We're going back into session at 9:15 Eastern Time to try to finish off the Financial Services Appropriations Bill. You know, the Republicans have decided that they're going to do, you know, a year's worth of work, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks, particularly after they squandered 3 weeks trying to find a speaker. And so, you know, they're keeping us up, you know, Monday to Friday every week, all, you know, all day and into the night, into early morning hours, because they're putting together their own appropriations bills with all kind of ridiculous amendments we've had to vote on, you know, delete the salary of XYZ employer, reduce this $1, you know, and, you know, just ridiculous, just evidence that they can't govern. And at the end of that, we're going to have to get it to the Senate, and the Senate is going to have to clean it up and send us a better bill. Their bills, as hard as we're working on them, they will not see the light of day. They have demonstrated their unworthiness to run the House of Representatives, and we're waiting on Hakeem Jeffries.
Gwen, do you think the American people have noticed? I mean, certainly it's been chaotic, but do you think this just fades from memory, or do you think this affects the electorate come next year especially?
Well, I think that the Republicans have really, really become extremely aggressive in calling us woke, because I think that they really prefer everybody to be asleep and not to be paying attention to what's happening. But apparently people are paying attention. They're paying attention to all of these outrageous abortion bills that are popping up all over the country, and they're saying no in every which way. They are seeing the you know, when they learn more about they're going to hear a lot about the government saving plans of Republicans, and it's really going to involve cutting benefits directly to them, including having an impact on Social Security and Medicare. They're going to be able to see close up and personal that these people are concerned only about the wealthy and not about, you know, Joe Lunchbucket. People, they want to ignore the environment, continue to block all efforts to move our economy into a post-fossil fuel economy. And in the meantime, Americans are going to continue to experience these awful weather events. It's just hard to ignore who's working on what.
Gwen Moore, thank you so much for joining the Devil's Advocates today. We're up against a hard break. We'll catch up real soon, Gwen.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin company is getting part of a $440 million federal contract to bolster Puerto Rico's power grid. Generac Power Systems will provide battery storage systems and other equipment. The Department of Energy is hiring companies to install rooftop solar systems and backup battery power to up to 40,000 low-income households in areas where the power is known to go out a lot. Wisconsin's top elections official is safe in her position for now. That's according to State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The conservative group is mounting a pressure campaign against the state's most powerful Republican, but Voss tells reporters an impeachment vote against Wolf is unlikely anytime soon. A Dane County judge has ruled Wolf stays until a court ruling on her status. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, November 9th. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m. in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The PACE Commission meeting is at 11 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. Following that, the public meeting of the Common Council to discuss the city budget will take place at 6. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Deer Management Committee will meet at 7:30 a.m. The Portage County Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee will meet at 2, and the Public Library Board meeting is at 4:30. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4, the Personnel Committee at 5, and the County Board of Supervisors budget public hearing is at 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Mets say they were surprised, too. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell says he decided to leave the Brewers because he needed a new challenge. Counsell named the new manager of the Cubs at the baseball managers' meetings in Scottsdale. Mets president David Stearns was asked if he was surprised Counsell picked Chicago and not New York.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'll say, look, I love Craig. Craig and I are going to be close, hopefully, for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like